Lesson 37, The Little Drummer Boy. Gopal was a happy boy with big kind eyes that lit up when he smiled. He lived with his mother in a small hut in a village in Gujarat. Ever since he had seen the drummers play at the Garba dance during the festival of Navaratri, he really, really wanted a drum. He loved the sound made by this musical instrument. Every day Gopal woke up before sunrise and hurried to finish his chores. He gathered dung from the cowshed next to their hut, shaped it into patties and spread them out to dry in the sun. Later, he would collect the patties in a bamboo basket and carry the basket to the stove in the corner of the yard where Ma cooked. Once Gopal had finished all his chores, he spent his time drumming on a tin pot his mother had given him. She had promised to buy him a proper drum and was saving money for it. Ma made a living by grinding flour for the shopkeepers in the village. The shopkeepers then sold the flour in little paper packets. As she moved the grinding stone to crush the grain, Gopal became a little drummer boy. He sat on the mud floor, placed the tin pot upside down on his lap, and tapped his fingers on it. His fingers were strong and nimble and moved very fast. His drumming was in step with the movement of his mother's hands as she ground the grain. He could produce any sound to any beat or rhythm. He played the sounds of the earth shaking, the ocean waves crashing, and the wind howling. He played the sounds of rainwater dripping from the roof of birds, tapping at the tree trunk with their beaks, and of the quickly moving feet of Garba dancers. And as he played, he sang, "If I had a drum, a big drum, a big bass drum, my heart would boom, 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 tuk dhamma, dum, dum, dum."